Moncrief on News Talk.
Wabash Avenue in Chicago is home to the Trump International Hotel in Chicago Tower, and a city alderman there is proposing that the address be changed from Wabash Avenue to Barack Hussein Obama Way. Brendan Riley is alderman of the 42nd Ward in Chicago. Brendan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Right. So explain the rules around this, Brendan, because it seems as if you can't completely arbitrarily change the name of a road, especially after a living person.
Sure. And I don't know if you have honorary street signs in your cities in Ireland or not, but here in Chicago, we use honorary street signs to recognize and honor special individuals who made contributions to Chicago. And the sign, this honorary sign, was installed on Wabash Avenue right in front of where it's now Trump Hotel back in 2006, years before Donald Trump ran for president. And it was Mayor Daley and my predecessor who wanted to recognize the construction of the new tower and to celebrate it. And now here we are 20 years later going through our second term with Donald Trump. And he has turned Chicago into one of his favorite punching bags. And so back in 2016, when he defeated Hillary Clinton, I introduced the ordinance that removed his honorary sign, and we never replaced it with anything. And after a lot of thousands, tens of thousands of Chicagoans petitioning to rename this stretch of Wabash Avenue Barack Hussein Obama Way, I thought that sounded like a great idea. And so that's what we're going to proceed with here.
Yeah. So what would be the mechanism for doing that?
So we simply have to pass a city ordinance, you know, and we could officially change the entire Wabash Avenue mailing address to Barack Hussein Obama Way.
Oh, right.
Which would require, you know, people when they're sending mail to his tower to use Obama's name in the address, which would have been great. But it would have cost a few million dollars to change street signs and GPS and all these various things. And the city is not flush with cash. So we decided to go the honorary street sign route instead.
Right. Okay. So, and if it succeeds, that means there will be a sign outside Trump Tower.
Yes,
saying this.
There'll be a couple, actually. We'll have one on the bridge right across the river from Trump Tower and his massive sign, which will make for, I think, some wonderful tourist photo ops. And then we're going to have another sign right in front of the entrance to his hotel as another reminder. You know, Barack Obama is our hometown son and certainly one of the most popular presidents ever in Chicago. And Donald Trump, of course, has the distinction of being our least popular president, for sure.
Do you know what President Obama might feel about this piece of mischief?
You know, he hasn't contacted us, and he certainly didn't ask for this. And, you know, he's just opened his presidential library on the south side of Chicago. And while we're not looking to do anything to muddy that up, it seemed appropriate that we go ahead and make this change. Certainly, it coincides with the opening of his presidential library, but he didn't ask for this. I can tell you that.
Yes. Okay. So, has this been voted on, or are you still at the stage where you're trying to kind of garner opinion on it?
It's in committee, and so it is due to be voted on in the next month or so, and it isn't going to take a lot of arm twisting or persuading to do here. All 50 members of the city council have distaste for Mr. Trump, so I think this should be a pretty easy and routine matter to get approved.
Okay, so it's pretty much a done deal, even if it's still at the committee stage.
Yeah, it's looking that way. I don't want to jinx it, but yeah, there's an overwhelming distaste for President Trump in this town.
Yeah. Now, well, it'll probably annoy him. Everything annoys him. But other than that, it's just poking the bear. It doesn't have any kind of political effect.
Well, certainly it pokes the bear, and it wouldn't be the first time. He was pretty upset when we took down his honorary street sign about 10 years ago. But, you know, he's already done so much to try and harm the city of Chicago. We've become his favorite punching bag on national television. He hates the fact that this is a deep blue Democrat-run city. And despite the fact he built a $1 billion building and hotel here, He really does spend a lot of time attacking our city. He deployed thousands of immigration agents here over the past year, doing mass deportations and terrorizing neighborhoods and families. And so there isn't a whole lot much more that President Trump could do to upset the people of Chicago.
Yeah. Is there still a big ICE presence in Chicago at the moment?
There is, actually. They'd gone away for a bit when the head of Homeland Security fell under a lot of intense criticism. But they're back, and they have been very aggressive. And they are, again, deporting hundreds of people, separating them from their families. And unfortunately, we think that will continue through the end of his term.
Oh, my word. And so are they visible on the street?
They're not so prominent in the downtown central business district area like they were last summer. They're focusing their time more in immigrant population neighborhoods throughout the city on the fringes of the central core. And so you don't see them as much day to day, but they're certainly out there. They're waiting at courthouses and police stations and hospitals, looking to scoop up folks who've been here for, in some cases, for decades.
Yeah. And how does that work in terms of local law enforcement? You know, do those two groups ever butt heads?
No. They do, actually. The city of Chicago, as a matter of policy, does not cooperate with federal ICE agents. And so we have had some tense confrontations in the past. But no, local law enforcement does not aid or assist Trump and his immigration agents with their mission here.
Yeah. Just going back to the name change, or at least the signs you're going to erect. Is it deliberate that you could have called it just Obama Way or Barack Obama Way, but putting the Hussein in there, is that just to annoy him a little bit, even more?
It is. And, you know, if you listen to President Trump, whenever he utters our former president's name, he makes sure he includes the middle name Hussein. Hmm. And that certainly is Barack Obama's middle name. We're happy and proud to include it. But yes, that will certainly irk President Trump.
And as an alderman in Chicago, how come you didn't get to host any World Cup matches? Is that because Trump hates you as well?
No, actually, that decision was made before. It was under a previous mayor, and the city's had some financial issues. And the decision was made then that we simply couldn't afford to pick up the public safety costs and the public open space costs that go with hosting a World Cup. I could tell you, we really, truly wish we could have. Because it's been an incredible hit here in Chicago. All the bars and pubs, you know, have been completely packed every day to watch these games. And we'd love to host the World Cup in the future, God willing.
Yeah. Your name is Brendan Riley, so you're you're not Welsh. So I'll have to ask you that standard cliche radio interview question. When did your people get off the boat, so to speak?
Yeah, they got off the boat well over 150 years ago.
Wow.
And my father's family hails from County Cavan. That's where the Riley clan comes from. So, yeah, we've been here for a bit.
Yeah, my mother was a Riley, so we're probably cousins.
Yeah, we probably are.
We probably are. So I hope you die wealthy, and I'll put in a claim. Brendan, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Brendan Riley, the alderman of the 42nd Ward in Chicago.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.